let's continue on in our new members, newcomers manual, moving on to my pledge sheet to the Lord. Now, in other words, friends, this is a commitment sheet. It's what are you willing to commit here at Glenville New Life Community Church? Well, the first pledge is, I pledge to come to church at least how many times a month, unless prevented from doing so by my job, illness, or an emergency. So you place in the blank, how many times are you willing to commit to come to church each month? Secondly, I understand I should strive to become a tither, which means giving 10%. I am going to start by giving what percentage you fill in of my income and will increase it yearly until I am at or above the 10%. I understand I can increase or decrease my giving based upon my income. Thirdly, I pledge to attend at least how many sessions of the Life Sharing or Pioneer groups each year, unless illness limits my activities. Fill in the blank. Fourthly, I expect elders, deacons, pastors, and others to contact me if I am missing from church for at least 3 weeks or more. Fifthly, if I have a problem with the something or someone in the church, I will deal with the right people to have it resolved. For example, the pastors or lay pastors. Sixth, I will live a sexually and moral lifestyle in accordance with the scriptures. Seventh, when I come to church for worship, I will be in the worship service unless serving in the nursery or teaching. And number eight, I will inform the church officers when I am ill. And we thank you for that so that we will be able to contact and visit you and see about you. And then you sign your name with Jesus as your witness. Well, let's move on to review questions part two. So we're going to take a moment to see just how much you've been able to remember. Well, the answers, they begin on the pastor section. The first question, who elects the pastor of the church? Second, what do pastors decide about the morning worship services? Third, what is the next governing body after the session called? Fourth, what is the name of the presbytery that our church is in? Five, what are three ways in which presbyteries are helpful? Six, how many presbyteries are there in the United States? Seven, what is the next governing body after the presbytery? And what is the name of the one we are in? Eight, what is the highest governing body in the denomination and how often does it meet? 9. What are 5 things the General Assembly does? 10. What is the special tax that all members are required to pay? What's it called? 11. What are the 3 ways to become a member of our church? 12. How much is each member expected to give in the offering? 13. What must you do to receive services from the church? And number 14, what are at least 2 things you were asked to pledge to do in your pledge sheet to the Lord? All right, I know you did well. Well, moving on to the following, which are groups and ministries within the life of the church that can provide us with opportunities to worship, fellowship, and serve God in a loving and caring community. We will begin with the ushers and greeters. These groups provide a warm and loving atmosphere in our church by greeting newcomers and members as they enter into the church. The ushers are also ministering servants in the house of the Lord to assist in orderly flow of the service by seating individuals and minimizing disturbances within the worship. Greeters and ushers make sure all of our visitors are recorded for future contacts by the pastors and the outreach workers. The coffee hour service. This group provides a loving atmosphere after the service is over to provide people an opportunity to be able to fellowship with each other. They prepare snacks and pastries and coffees and punch for people to be able to eat after service. And they clean up after everyone is done. The Warriors of Praise Choir, God's Chosen Generation Choir, the New Life Praise Choir, the Women's Choir, the Men's Choir. These are groups which lead us in the singing of praise and worship to our God. Life Sharing Groups, Bible Study, and Pioneers. These groups meet to study the Bible together and to share the joys and difficulties of everyday life together. There is a time for learning and for supporting each other, for encouraging each other, and for praying for each other. Life Sharing is for adults and Pioneers is for youth. Bible Study is for all ages. Sisters in the Lord. This group is for women who come together to support and encourage each other. We pray together and we encourage each other. We eat together and we study the Word of God, gearing women for life in Jesus Christ. And we also provide nursery care during the meetings. Men Who Excel. This group is for men who are interested in growing in their roles as husbands and fathers and as men. Issues and temptations that face men are regularly discussed from a biblical basis. Prayer and support is provided. Liturgical Dancing. This group is for people who want to worship God and dance on special Sundays in the life of the church. Practice is intense. These are groups for both adults and youth. Also, the Praise Dance Ministry. And this is a ministry in which we dance every Sunday during the choruses of praise. So there is a rehearsal most Saturdays before each Sunday. And the praise dancers praise to edify and glorify God and to encourage and bless the life of God's people. Cheerleading. This group is for youth who want to cheer for Jesus Christ during special Sunday worship services in the life of the church. Women's Association. This group is for women in the church who wish to plan activities which will strengthen the life of the church. Men's Association. This group is for men in the church who wish to plan activities which will strengthen the life of the church. True Love Waits. This ministry provides an avenue of workshops and conferences and celebrations within our own church and with other churches to encourage and support our young people, students, to lead a lifestyle of abstinence. Prayer Warriors. This group provides opportunity for prayer for the church, its ministries, and its outreach. People meet together in each other's homes and sometimes at the church. They plan prayer services for the church. Lawn Crew. This group provides opportunity for service and keeping the appearance of our church as a form of praise to God. People are scheduled once a month to come and cut the grass, and to trim and to care for the flowers. Youth Worship Pioneers. This group provides our youth with a Bible study geared for their own age group during the morning service for ages 6 to 12. Teachers are needed to teach the material which is provided. Teachers are also needed to teach our youth during Pioneer class time, which is held during the time of life sharing. Married Sensation. This group is made up of people who want to continue to improve their marriages. It is open to married and engaged couples. It is a chance to learn from the successes and mistakes of others in the group and to help us all build stronger marriages. A Bible study is usually a part of the sessions. Nursery care is provided. Audio visual. These are the people who help with the music and the filming and taping of the services. Thanks to them, we have CDs and DVDs available from the services. They also make it possible for us to have our TV broadcast. Spiritual Journey. This group meets monthly and is a ministry of learning and seeking to live out spiritual disciplines, practicing specific means to open our attentiveness to God, to listen and to see, and to experience Christ's transforming work to take place in our lives and in our ministries. Prayer Shawl Ministry. This dynamic ministry is a crocheting ministry made up of members and friends of the church. Prayer shawls are distributed to meet the needs of those who are sick and shut in, and for hospice care, and to any other requests given. It is a ministry in which the power of prayer, healing, and faith bring great testimony and glory to God. Young Men of Arms, Young Ladies of Faith. These ministries are a mentoring ministry for the purpose of allowing youth and adults of all ages to work together in Bible study, life skills, special projects, workshops, outings, and worship. This outreach is structured to assist and support our youth in learning and growing and living for Jesus Christ. Now, moving on to opportunities for service in Christ. We begin with the gifts of teaching, exhortation, prophecy, and prophets. And so the opportunities for service under these gifts are youth worship teacher, Bible study leader, pioneer leader, elder, speaker, vacation Bible school teacher, deacon, lay pastor, marriage sensation leaders, small group leader, tutor of youth, teaching others to read, True Love Waits ministry, young ladies of faith leaders, young men of arms leaders. And then under the gifts of faith, giving, miracles, tongues, special projects, we just ask that you would just check where you feel the Spirit would have you serve, or where you would seek to serve the Lord in the church. And it would be elder, projects committee, deacon, prayer warrior, prayer shawl ministry, and the gift of discernment, shepherd, pastor, encouragement. We have opportunities to serve in the church as elder, deacon, lay pastor, small group leader, visiting the sick and the shut-in, calling guests, calling missing members, ushering, greeting, youth, group leader. Under the gifts of administration, leadership, and apostle, we have opportunities such as the president or officer of the men's group, the women's group, the ushers, the deacons. We have coffee hour, and we have a choir. You circle your interests. There's also the opportunity of chairpersons of various committees or officers of various committees, the worship committee, the finance committee, the building and grounds, the personnel, the new members, vacation Bible school, the nursery, also counters of offerings, officers of the men's group, the women's group, the ushers, maybe a deacon moderator or officer, and then the coffee hour. You circle your interests, even clerk of session. Then under the gifts of helps and service and encouragement, we have opportunities as coffee hour server, greeter, usher, mowing the lawn, nursery worker, cleaners, stuffing envelopes, picking up people for church, taking people home, folding bulletins, working in the office, straightening up the hymnals and Bibles, yard work, tape, worshiping, filming service on the camera, working the sound system, singing in a choir, cleaning the robes, setting up tables and chairs, teaching the computer, tutoring our youth, teaching others to read, liturgical dancing, cheerleader, drill team, deacon, elder, committee worker, setting up the church for worship, TV broadcast, personal ministry. Under the gift of evangelism, we have the opportunities to distribute flyers, to do invitations for Jesus Christ on the TV, on our broadcast to give a testimony, or to visit guests. So you seek the Holy Spirit and your gifts and talents, and you check and you sign and circle where you feel the Lord might have you to serve. And then sign your name. And we say thank you, friends. Thank you for being a part of the life and ministry of Glenville New Life Community Church, where indeed we love and we care. And as Colossians 3:17 says, and whatever we do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you.